So this is from the Shefa Chaim, from the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zatzal. 134 Ma'amarim on Chanukah. So I gave you the last two. I gave you number 133 and 134. We'll see how far we can get. Okay, well, we won't read every word inside, but there's mamish a couple really, really important yesodos, and it's a little bit connected to what we were just learning. So we've got 45 minutes now. Okay, if anyone needs a little break, feel free to take a little break. But let's see what we can do. He says, I heard from my Rebbe, Shemati, Mikvot Kedusha, Sa'ad Mor, Zatzal, Zchus Yegen Aleinu, Shapam Amar HaRav HaKadosh Rav Yosela Minaishtet, known as the Gutter Yid. Rav Yosela, known as the Gutter Yid. Toch Echad HaSichim Be'ez Sheyoso B'Tzanz, he said one time when he was in Tzanz, She'etzel HaRebbe HaKadosh MiLublin. And I've heard this from the Stuchina Rebbe, he says this many times, that by the Chos of Lublin, the Stuchina usually says 500 Jews, here he says 400, Hayu Arba Meos HaNoshim Kafrim Bali Ruach HaKodesh Behirim. The Chos of Lublin, the court, Hasidic court of the Chos of Lublin, was such a place of revelation that 400 simple, right, people from the kfarim, people from the, you know, farmers, hicks, right? Yoshve Kronos, yeah, simple Jews came to the Chos of Lublin, and after spending time in Lublin, 400 of these Jews became Bali Ruach HaKodesh Mamish. Bali Ruach HaKodesh Behir. Imagine, a whole court full of 400 people. He says, Klara Bali Ruach HaKodesh. People with clear Ruach HaKodesh. Simple Jews. That was the Hashba of the Chos of Lublin. So, Nana Vashal, Doidi Zakeni, Hagon HaKodesh, Midukla, Zuchusi Again Aleinu. So he says, the Rebbe of Dukla was there when he heard that this the Gutter Yid said this over, b'shem, you know, what he had heard about the Chos of Lublin. And he asked him, well, if he had such an unbelievable tzibur over there, why didn't they bring the Gula? Imkein madua lo paulu lahachish bias haMashiach. Why didn't they speed up Mashiach? That's quite the chevra. Yeah, with the Rebbe, the Chos of Lublin, and his 400 Bali Ruach HaKodesh, Mestama, they could have done something to bring Mashiach a little quicker. Va'ana harav HaKodesh kilo hergishanu nechitas hadava. The reason they didn't bring Mashiach is because when you're living in such an environment, in such a spiritually elevated makom, surrounded by Bali Ruach HaKodesh, it's hard to even realize that we need Mashiach. They didn't recognize the nechitzos hadavar, the pressing nature of the need for Mashiach. Ki atzadikim kedoshei elyon begodol dveikusam ba'or p'nei melech chayim lo hergisho b'cheshkas hagalos. You find sometimes that there are tzadikim, right, who don't even realize what Klal Yisrael are going through. Because in their Dalet Amos, it's already Mashiach. They tell the famous Maisa that the Yismach Moshe, tell from different tzaddikim, is that the Yismach Moshe was always on the lookout for Mashiach. Yeah, whenever he'd hear like a loud noise, he'd run to the window and stick his head outside to see if Mashiach had come. Right? So they said, why, the way they asked the story, the tzaddikim asked, this is, why do you have to stick his head out the window to see if Mashiach would come? Right? So he said he wanted to smell the air. Smell if Mashiach, he said this, Mashiach has a scent to it. Okay, so why couldn't he just smell it from where he was? He said, because in his room it always smelled like Mashiach. Meaning in his Dalet Amos it was already Mashiach thick. So he went to see, there's the outside, there's a street outside, it smelled like Mashiach. Yeah. That's what they say from certain tzaddikim. I've heard it from the Yismach Moshe, B'shem the Yismach Moshe, and other tzaddikim. Right, so the tzaddikim, when they're in their Dalet Amos, they don't realize that we're suffering. They don't realize the Yetzer Hara we have. It's so far removed from them, they can't even imagine what we're going through. So says the Klausenberger, we'll have to see how this is deeply connected to Chanukah. He writes in the second paragraph, Zos va'od. D'chol od v'hakadoshim asher be'eretz heima b'chayim chayusam, bizgar b'skoach ha'kadusha lo yitochein lios matav shal ador kulo chayiv sheben David babo. More so, he says, we know from the Gemara at Sanhedrin that Mashiach is going to come in a generation that's kulo chayiv, in a door that's kulo chayiv. So the tzaddikim, because they have such madregos, and their chassidim have such lofty madrigos, right? They say, it can't be the time for Mashiach because we're still here. Mashiach has to come in a generation, at least one approach in Chazal, in a generation that's kulo chayiv. Right? When we fall on apart completely, that's when Mashiach's going to come. So the Chos of Lublin said, I can't bring Mashiach. We're still holding by something over here. But again, the tzaddikim and their innocence almost don't realize what's happening. And this brings us to this week's parsha. How does our parsha begin? He writes in Oz Beis, Bezanira Lavar Indian Parsha Seinu. Kine Yaakov Yoshev Beretz Megurei Aviv. Yaakov Avinu is a tzaddik. And Yaakov is living in the land of Megurei Aviv. Right? He's landing. He's living in his home court advantage. In Bana Vakadoshim Shifte Kashim Neged Yuzbeit Seirufei Havayim. He's living with his 12 sons, each one of them corresponding to the 12 different ways you could arrange Hashem's name Yud Hey Vav Hey. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Each of the Shvatim, he quotes from the Pri Etz Chaim, right? Each of the 12 Shvatim correspond to a different connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yachid Im Agir Meshar Gir, surrounded by the converts that he made, according to the Medrash. Uve Yose Yoshi B'Saviva Muramem Eskazu. Hayavinu Yaakov Sover Shatchia Sameisim Megas Biyamav. Yaakov Avinu was on such a lofty level, right? Bikesh Yaakov Legalas Sakeitz. Yaakov thinks, in Yaakov's world, it's already Mashiach. He thinks Tchias HaMesim is already happening. He's already holding by a world that's beyond this world. V'lo ra'ash shum tzorach lasos pu'ulos b'zeh lidcho chesakets. V'yeshev Yaakov beretz beguri aviv b'kesh Yaakov leshev b'shalva, like Rashi says. Yaakov has yishuv adas. And then everything starts in this week's parasha with Yosef and the brothers. From Yaakov's perspective, Yaakov says the world is perfect already. He doesn't understand, right, the struggles of the simple people. But who does? Says the Klausenberger in the left column, Ach Yosef yalda v'hikir es matzav ha'olam ki berav. Yaakov in his pristine world, Yaakov, the ish tam, Yosef, olam, in his tmimas, he doesn't recognize, right, as the Har Tzaddikim throughout the generations, we don't realize, you know, the struggles that regular people like ourselves have. But Yosef somehow was able to recognize the struggles and understood the difficult situation. And Yosef understood the need for us to cry out that something's broken here, we need to bring the geula. And that we need to do something to try to get rid of Esav and to bring the geula. So it says the Klausenberger, when Yosef comes and he's spreading bad rumors about the brothers, when Yosef is bringing the bad reports about his brothers to their father, everything bad that Yosef could say about them, he said, well, Yosef's a bad guy. He's a Baal Lashon Hara. Well, what's going on here? Why is Yosef always reporting on his brothers? It says the Klausenberger where it's underlined, Shekol kavanaso bezeh einu el la'ore das aviv al esgabrus sitra achar bol. Yosef wants to say, the brother's not as innocent as you think. Right? The tzaddik hador doesn't recognize what people are going through. The tzaddik assumes that just like he doesn't have a yitzhara, so his chassidim also don't have a yitzhara. So Yosef says the brothers are nichshol in arayos, the brothers are nichshol in macholos asuros. Right? Again, whatever the sugya is over there with what was going on with Yosef and the brothers. But Yosef is trying to tell his father, right, that it's not as simple as you think. That people are struggling. And that was what Yosef's avodah was. Okay, take a look at the next paragraph. Bekach yifurish kavanas omram. This is what it means. Bikesh Yaakov leishiv b'shalva. Yaakov wanted to enter into a state of tranquility. Yaakov lefi madregaso, lefi tmimuso. The ish tam that he was. Yaakov Avinu thought everything was fine. Bikesh Yaakov leishiv b'shalva. Yaakov is at ease. Menuchas hanefesh. Kafat zalav rogzel shel Yosef. And then all the problems of Yosef started. Says the Klausenberg on a deeper level, it means that Yosef woke up Yaakov. Right? Eila told us Yosef. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Right? Yosef woke up Yaakov. Hainu shebikesh leishe b'shavim b'li laharish ulitchol chesakets. Yaakov felt it's not the time to push for Mashiach. Right? As Yaakov said to Esav, va'ani esna alali iti. I'm going to go slowly. Ad asher avo el adoni seira. Eventually it will come to, you know, we'll come to Har Seir, right? Shpodes Esav al Har Seir, Mashiach. Yaakov says, I'm going to go slowly. I can't go too fast. And Yosef says, we got to move, right? Mosef Aholich, that's my name. Yosef's whole name is, we got to add on, we got to keep going. No time for Shalva, we can't rest on our, right, rest on our laurels, we got to push. Kofat Zalav Rogz al Shal Yosef. Shomer Ki Lo Eis Lachsh, it's not a time to be silent. It's true, you're living in the higher worlds. Yaakov, you think everything's fine, but I'm telling you it's not. But in the lower world, in our world, Yaakov, we're suffering, we're struggling. Don't think that the world is perfect yet. It's not a time for shalva. Yosef says, the shvatim, the pure shvatim, you think they're shvatim, you should find out what they're up to. Late at night when no one's watching. They're not such tzaddikim. Right? He's trying to get the word out. And if that's true about the banim, the shiftei ka, right? So what's going to be with the avadim? What's going to be with the converts? Right? What's going to be with the rest of Yaakov's camp? Right? What's going to be with us? Is what he's saying. Says the Klausenberger, we find that the word toeh appears three times in the Mesorah. All right, turn the page. Mesorah huva balaturim. The balaturim says three times we find the word toeh, which means to wander, to be lost, right? To be wandering like a lost person. We find the word toeh three times. Where do we find it? V'hine toeh basada. We find it here, right? That Yosef is looking for the brothers and he's lost. He's wandering around. Yosef is looking lost. V'idach, we find it in Parshas Mishpatim. What happens if you find chamoro toeh? You find your friend's donkey that's lost. Hashava Saveda. Find the lost donkey, you have to return it to its owner. And the third time we find the word toeh in the Mesorah, meaning in Tanakh. Three times in Tanakh we find the word toeh by Yosef. We find it by a lost donkey. And we find it in Mishlei, Adam toeh miderach haskel. A person who has strayed from clear thinking. So the Baal Torah always puts together, whenever you have a word that appears two times, three times, right? In Tanakh, he says, there's a link between them. Says the Klausenberger, I'll explain what it means. Yishlevar kavana. Yosef was toa basada. Sada means the base of Mikdash. Yitzchak called the base of Mikdash a sada. He na'atu bezman shebeis Mikdash charif. Kasher tzion sada techarish. Like the Navi says in Yirmiyah, there's going to become a time where the field is plowed, where the base of Mikdash is destroyed. Adam toa miderech haskel. And a person doesn't have the base of Mikdash, that place of clarity, and a person can't think straight. Daf mishu tzadik bedargas adam, right? That even an adam is toeh miderach haskel. And even an adam, a person of substance, a person who's a good person, a person who has the madrig of an adam, right? Like the Svarim say, it's a bechina of adamel elyon. Adam is a lashon of adamel elyon. I'll be compared to God. So there could come a time where there's no base of mikdash, and we lose our clarity completely. 1900 years of sitting in Galus, we're lost. We're totally lost. Even a good person. An Adam is Toa Miderach Haskel. He loses his mind. Gam kein Toa Miderach Haskel. He loses his Seichel. U'mikol shekein pshutei am hadom alachamor. What's the second mention of Toa in the Torah? First it talks about an Adam who's Toa. Then it talks about a donkey that's lost. Right? Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, if the earlier generations compared to people, then we're like donkeys. So says the Klausenberger, there comes a time where the donkey is lost. Chamoro Toa. The kavanas hamesorah lavar darcho shel Yosef ha'amor b'parsha zu sheberayon zen nisamitz lehevias ha'geula. Yosef what? Yosef says an adam is toeh, the donkey is toeh, right? And we need to try to do something. We need an adam toeh miderach haskel, right? We could get lost. V'lachein gam ba'achres hayamim v'igia eskeit yachtim levo Mashiach ben Yosef. So the Klausenberger says a beautiful pshat. Why is it that there's a Mashiach ben Yosef that comes before Mashiach ben David? It's a payback to Yosef because he was the one when Yaakov wanted Shalva, when Yaakov thought everything was fine, Yosef was the one who said, Yaakov, you got to realize not everything is fine. The brothers are not as holy as you think. So as a reward for Yosef, right, Maisa Avos Simon Levana, the same way that Yosef was the one who woke up Yaakov to realize the Shvatim need Chizuk and they're not perfect, so too Yosef in the Achar Seyamim, there's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef who leads the way. Just like Yosef himself led the way. Lefisha Yosef haya rishon shepa la'achish ha'geula. Because Yosef was the first one to try to make a push for the geula. Okay? Os gimel. Leficha chitzil ruvenes Yosef miyad achiv biyado shakol ma'isav hayu l'shem shemayim. So when the brothers say, Yosef, you're the worst, you're causing so much trouble, Ruvain came to the rescue and he saved Yosef. Why? Because he recognized the fact that Yosef was doing this l'shem shemayim. Yosef wasn't just trying to get the brothers in trouble. Yosef was trying to help the Tzaddik Hador realize that it might be Mashiach by you, but it's not Mashiach by everyone else. And therefore Reuven came to the rescue and came to save Yosef. What happened? We know what happens to Yosef. Yosef was thrown into the pit, right? Bahabur reik ein bo mayim. There's no mayim, but there's water in the pit. Yeah? Skip the next paragraph, go to the top of the left column. Achein Yosef at Tzaddik Paul the Mesiras Nefesh. L'man kvod Hashem yisparach, v'ratza lahevi li'mos Mashiach. Yosef says, I have to try to do what I can. Yeah? I have to try to bring the gula. Aval kamei shmaya galya shiterem ba moed. Right? Of course, the truth is that Mashiach didn't come for Yosef. And Shemayim wasn't yet the time. But Yosef felt, I have to do what I can to try to bring the gula. Al kein haisa siba shuhushlech labor, asher mayim einbo, aval nachoshim v'akravim yeshbo. Why was Yosef thrown into a pit of snakes and scorpions? A pit that was devoid of water. L'ramiz shagu'ula tavo, kasher ha'olam einbo mayim shel Torah. Yosef says, it's time for the gula. Right? So they throw him into a pit that doesn't have water. Yosef, you're talking about gula, we'll show you when gula is. Gula is going to come in a time when there's no water, when there's no Torah. V'yador shekulo chayev. In a generation that's malei nachoshim v'akrovim. In a generation that's filled with snakes and scorpions. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained that the nachash alludes to averas that a person does with chamimus, with heat, with energy. Averas, passionate averas. And akrov, milashon kar, is kriris, is coldness. Averas that a person does with coldness. I'm too tired to get up for davening. I'm too lazy to work hard in understanding a sugya. Lo kein ata shereshvatim HaKadoshim nintzam ba'olam. So by throwing Yosef into the pit, they told him, Yosef, you're wrong. Right? You want to talk about Mashiach? We'll show you when Mashiach is going to come. When there's no water and the world is filled with nachash va'akrav. But right now, we still have a chevra. We still have shvatim. Right? It's not as bad as you think. So therefore, midah k'neged midah. Lefi shehu chashav sha'olam kvar b'matav shokulo chayev v'nachashim va'akravim. Yosef, you think the world is nachashim va'akravim. Midah k'neged midah. They threw him into a pit of nachashim va'akravim. Okay. So Yosef meant well. It was premature. He thought it was time for the gula. He thought this is as bad as it gets. Right? The truth was, it wasn't as bad as he thought. Okay? But when would it get as bad as he thought? Chanukah. Right? Chanukah is when it got as bad as he thought. Says the Klausenberger in Os Dalet. Ba'ofen zeh ha'isayis oris ha'yeshua b'yimei matisyao ben Yochanan kohen gadol chashmonoi v'anav. Kishomda aleya malchus yavan harisha. V'rabu rishay yisrael ha'misyavnim atcholo hayu ela mu'atim sha'amdu neged ha'yavanim. Rabim b'yad ma'atim. The matzav was so bad on Chanukah that there were so few Jews, right, that it was basically Dor Shekul Ochayev. Yeah. Mamish, majority of the Jewish people had abandoned Torah completely. To such a degree that Nachrim Rakdu Beheichalu Lefnai V'Lefnim, the enemies were able to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, V'timu Kol Hashmanam Shebeheichal, V'choshech Zugal Es Yavan, it was the darkest period in Jewish history, Hechshicha Einayim Shal Yisrael B'Gzer Oseyan. They darkened the eyes of the Jews with their decrees. Shai Sameres Lahem Kisru Al Karan Ashur. Shein Lechem Chelek V'Elokei Yisrael. They wanted us to deny that we had any connection whatsoever to God. V'Gazru Al Kol Besulos HaNesuos Libol Etafs V'Tchila. And they made decrees, right, the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, that any Jewish woman had to spend the night with the Greek general before she'd be with her husband. They undermined all of Kedusha, all of Torah, all of Tara. Right? It was the most broken period, the darkest period in Jewish history. And even the daughter of Matisyo, who was the tzaddik ador, the leader of the generation, was almost handed over to them. Look what he writes for us underlined. It was mamish to the point. The bederach ateva, right? Naturally, it was a game over. The Jews were dead. Spirituality, Klal Yisrael, Torah was over. But because Yosef was worrying already very early in history about what's going to be at the end of days, right? As the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Yosef is the personality. Why are we going to read about Yosef this week and next week as we prepare for Chanukah, as we celebrate Chanukah? It's the parshios of Yosef HaTzadik. The Svarim HaKadoshim say because there's no person who's more important in teaching us about Chanukah than Yosef HaTzadik. He brings the famous Ramazim here. Right? He brings the Rambam. Melech Yavan is Begematria Yosef. Melech Yavan is Gematria Yosef. Right? The Zel Le'uma Zel of Melech Yavan. What's the Gematria of Melech Yavan? Have you see it on the page? Melech Yavan. Five lines from the bottom. How much is Melech? Melech is 90. How much is Yavan? 66. So it's 156. What's the Gematria of Yosef? 156. Okay. What was the name of Melech Yavan? Antiochus. How do you spell Antiochus? Aleph, Nun, Tes, Yud, Chaf, Samach. What's the What's the gematria of Antiochus? Antiochus' name is Antiochus is the name of Melech Yavam. What's the gematria of Antiochus? Aleph Nun Tes Yud Chav Samach. 156. Okay, so Yosef is 156. Antiochus is 156. Melech Yavan is 156. Right? So 156 is a very important Chanukah number. I missed the Vav. Antio, yeah, Vav. Chav Samach. Yeah, there's one Vav. Yeah. Sorry if I told it to you wrong. Antio, Chas, yeah. 156. Okay. That's why when we were talking on Thursday about the scene where Yaakov goes back for Pachim Ketanim, right? Vayakom Balai Lahu, he got up that night and he went back to fight for the Pachim Ketanim. Yeah, we said Balai Lahu is Gematria Chanukah, 89. Vayakom Balai Lahu, he got up on that night. And he went back, Shachach Pachim Ketanim. He went back for the Pach Shemen. Right? But what's the first word that begins that whole, all the Ramazan that we shared on Thursday? The first word is Vayakam. What's the Gematria of Vayakam? 156. Right? The whole Sugya starts with 156. So the Shlach Kadosh and the Megala Mukos, all the Sfarim say that it's not by chance at all that we're reading the what? That the Sugyas of Yosef at Tzadik, right? That we're reading the Sugyas of Yosef at Tzadik as we enter into Chanukah. Yosef, that's what Chanukah is. Mosif Aholich. One candle, two candles, three candles. Okay? So therefore, says the Klausenberger, it was Ma'amish a very, very Shvach Ador. It was a really bad time. It looked like the end of Klal Yisrael. But because Yosef, right, was already planting the seeds of our salvation, four lines from the bottom. V'hainu dama shechashev Yosef b'shato la'or ha'yeshua b'glal ha'cheshkos shemolam. That which Yosef intended in his time. He thought about it already before, right? To bring about a salvation in the darkness. Nisorer b'poel b'yamei melech yavan, asher hershia lasos. What Yosef thought was the time for Gula in his time, it wasn't. But the schus of that hisorus came back to bring about the salvation to us in the times of Chanukah. Atchulule hanes kimaat v'lo nishar Yehudi ba'olam. If not for the miracle of Chanukah, we wouldn't be here today. Sitting here learning a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. Okay, turn to the next page, skip the top paragraph, and go to the second paragraph. Page Tav Pei Hei. V'yavur b'zeh ha-medrash. So now we understand the famous medrash that everyone's talking about. Yeah? The second paragraph on page Tav Pei Hei. The medrash says, Hadudahim nasnu reyach. Hadudahim, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, I think, right? Hadudahim nasnu reyach, v'al pisachenu kol megadim. Says the Medrash, Hadudav nasnu reyach, ze Ruvein shehitzel es Yosef, and al pisachenu kol megadim is ner Chanukah. What's the connection to Ruvein saving Yosef and ner Chanukah? Says the Klausenberger, it's Pasha. Ruvein saved Yosef, mitoch shehikir bekavanos l'shem shemayim. Ruvein saved Yosef because he realized Yosef was trying to do a good thing. He wasn't tattletaling on the brothers, stam, right? Chanukah is a zman of sensitivity against Lashon Hara. Chanukah, we're very careful not to speak Lashon Hara. Yeah. Chanukah has a lot to do with silence. Maybe we'll have a shir on it later in the week. Right? But Chanukah is a very quiet yontif. There's no dibur on Chanukah. I mean, there's lahodus lahala. But when you're sitting by the menorah, you just sit quietly and you just watch. You just look. You just stare at the menorah. Yeah. You're supposed to sit quietly. There's no mesechus Chanukah. It's a quiet mesechta. It's a very quiet mesechta. There's a lot of things that have to do with silence and Chanukah. This farm talk about it. Right? So it's a zman where we're extra sensitive against Lashon Hara. Klausenberger has a mimer about this. Right? It's really, to explain it well, we mentioned the other day that Chanukah comes from Purim. Yeah, Purim plants the seeds of Chanukah. Right? So I told you the other day that Esther, what's the gematria of Esther? Esther? 661, right? We said Esther is the one who fights against Haman because the Gemara says about Haman, there was no one who knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. The biggest Baal Lashon, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, the biggest Baal Lashon Hara in history was Haman HaRasha. The way he slandered Klal Yisrael, wow, he almost got us all killed. So Esther is the antithesis of Haman. Esther's Gematria is 661, which is Gematria Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is 661. Yeah, let's see, check it. Lashon, what's the Gematria of Lashon? Lashon is 386 and Hara is 275. 386 and 275 is 661. Okay, so Esther is the opposite of Lashon Hara, right? Because she's fighting against Haman, who's the ultimate embodiment of Lashon Hara. Okay, but Chanukah, we said, comes from Purim. Chanukah emerges from Purim. So let's see. Let's check the gematria of Chanukah and Miloy. Let's spell out the letters Ches Nun Vav Chaf Hey. Okay. Right. Miloy means, it could mean that Chanukah is expanded. It's the emergence of Chanukah, the expansion of Chanukah. How much is Ches? There's only one way to spell Ches. Usually, Ches is Ches Yod Tav. That's 418. Okay, 418. Nun. Nun Vav Nun is 106. Okay, Chanu Vav can be spelled a few ways. Let's leave Vav for a second. Chaf is only spelled one way. Yeah, Chaf is Chaf Pei. So that's 100. And then Hey can also be spelled several ways. Okay, let's use Miloy Yudin. Let's use Yud. Let's use Hey Yud. Right. Let's use Yud for Hey. Hey could be Hey Aleph or Hey Hey or Hey Yud. So let's use Yud. And let's use Yud also for Vav. Right. Vav can be Vav Vav or Vav Aleph Vav or Vav Yud Vav. Okay. So let's use Vav Yud Vav. Okay. So what do we have? Ches is 418. Nun is 106. Vav is 22. Chaf is 100, and Hayyud is 15. So what do you get? Chanukah and Miloy. 418, 106, 22, 115. Who wants to do the math? You're working on a Rabbi Yoni. Yeah?
754.
Really? Let's try again. 418, 106, 22, and 115. Chavi, you gotta work on it. At least use the calculator. Suchina Rebbe's Machbid, you gotta.
What is it? 418?
418, 106, 22, 115.
864.
What?
661.
661. 661. It's okay. 661. Right? So if you think Yosef Tzadik is speaking Lashon Hara, no such thing. Right? Yosef's not speaking Lashon Hara. That's the whole point the closing paragraph he's making here. Yosef was trying to point out to the Tzadik Ador, to Yaakov Avinu, there's a problem here. Right? Yosef is the Chanukah is the opposite of Lashon Hara. Chanukah and Miloy is Gematria Lashon Hara. Gematria Esther. Right? Chanukah is the opposite. Is the opposite of Lashon Hara. Yeah? Yosef's not speaking Lashon Hara. And Reuven understood that. So when Reuven comes and he saves Yosef at Tzadik, right? That's what the Medrash means. Hadudam nasnu reyach. Hadudam nasnu reyach. This is Reuven who saved Yosef. Kol megadim. This is Ner Chanukah. Okay? Klausenberger Rebbe says in the bottom paragraph, on the right-hand column, he says, that's why we place the menorah on the outside. U'mitzvas Ner Chanukah al Pesach beisom mibachutz. But Rami is Sha'oz Haya Hakol V'chinas Chitonius. You put the candle on the outside to remind ourselves that what? That everything that was taking place on the outside. Sheshotu Achitzonim V'asitra Achra Lichvo Salakor Kol Zik Shal Pnimiyas Ukedusha. That the Jews had become external. That the Jews had become superficial. We pointed out in the past, look at the letters Yavan, Yud Vav Nun. There's no Pnimiyas in Yavan. See that? Isn't that interesting? Look at the letters, Yod, Vav, and Nun. There's no inside of Yod, Vav, and Nun. Obviously, the letter Samach has a lot of inside. The letter Mem has a lot of inside. The letter Pei, the letter Beis, right? They have space in between. Right? The letters Yod, Vav, and Nun are just straight. There's no middle. There's nothing in between it. Yeah? Representing the lack of pnimius that the Avanim represented. So says the Kozumbe Rebbe, we put it on the outside to remind ourselves that this is what had happened to Klal Yisrael. We had lost our way. Okay? But of course, everything that Yosef was working on, Yosef being the Ish Chanukah, Yosef Gematria, Melech Yavan, Yosef Gematria, Antiochus, Yosef is coming to save the day. Okay, here's my favorite part of the piece. Jump down to the bottom left-hand corner, Os Vav. V'yesh l'rames, b'minog, l'sachek, b'chatichas eis meruba. And now we can understand the secret of why we play dreidel on Chanukah. Shem istovev. Turn the page. Al-Chudo, that the dreidel spins on a point. It's spinning and it's spinning and it's spinning, wildly spinning out of control. Uki'ilu omer al regel echad, ve'ein lo smicha la'amud al amdo betokef, the dreidel that can't stand on its own, the dreidel that's spinning like a lost Jew, v'istovavu mitzad litzad, and it wobbles from side to side, nidme lemishu toa bedarko. It says toa three times in the Torah, in Tanakh. It says toa that Yosef was a toa bederech, toa besada, right? Looking for his brothers. It says toa by a lost donkey. And it says in Mishlei, Adam toa miderech haska. And Adam, a great person who loses his way. When we spin the dreidel, we watch that wobbly dreidel, right? Trying to find its way. And it keeps falling down. Right? It says the Klausberger, that's us. That dreidel is toa. Uvistovu mitzad litzad, as it wobbles from side to side, nidme lemishu toa bedarko. It's like a person who can't figure out which way he wants to go. The dreidel starts off one side of the table, spins over to the other side of the table, ono, back and forth. Ka'odem atoa miderech haska. Like a person who's lost his way and can't figure out what to do with himself. Right, we're reminding ourselves of the lowly state that we were in. Right, but from that lowliness, in the door that's kulo chayev, again, when you're sitting in the court of the Chos of Lublin, like we started, you almost can't have Mashiach. Because you can't realize how broken the situation is. But if there's one thing that we can do in our times, we can at least recognize that we've got issues, you know? But that itself creates the Yeshua. That itself creates the Yeshua. We're not pretending that we're living in a Mashiach, right? Our world is so messed up that we can actually daven with honesty and sincerity that we want Mashiach and we need Mashiach now. Last paragraph. V'isa b'svarim ha-kadoshim, remez l'chanaka b'pasuk. He says this is what's hinted to in this past week's parsha, v'yavasar Yaakov levado, atikri levado el lakado. Yaakov goes back, and he's found he's levad, he's alone, right? But the Chazal say, don't read levado, read lakado. He went back for his kad. He went back for his jar. Hainu kad ha-shemen sh'nase bo ha-nes, azai b'mei chashmanim. That when Yaakov went back for pachim katanim, what was he going back for? He was going back for the pach shemen. Right? But let's go back to the pashup shot. V'yavasar Yaakov, levado. When Yaakov is all alone, right? When we feel that, like it says, Mishnah about the Ikkas of the Meshicha. Ein lanu amila hisha'ein al avinu shavashamayim. There's no one to rely upon except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? When things get really desperate, that's a good sign that Mashiach is coming. So v'yavasar Yaakov levado. Right? When the Jewish people feel that we're all alone in the world and there's no one to support us, right? And we're not sure how we're going to save ourselves. That's how, says the Klausenberger, that's where the Yeshua grows from. That the Yeshua grows out of that loneliness. Right, out of that Jew's existential loneliness and that feeling of not having a place in the world. We feel like, ugh, now it's the worst time in history. That's a good sign. Dor shekulo chayev. In a generation that's entirely guilty, that's when Mashiach is going to come. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik was trying to put into place. Those pachim ketanim that Yaakov was going back for. Feeling alone, but all he had was a pach shemen. If he had one thing in the world, he had a pach shemen. Yeah? I'll tell you a nice remez. Rav Avram Shor brings a remez. He says, I saw on a sefer, I don't remember the name of the sefer. That's what Rav Shor says, not what I said. That's what Rav Shor says. I don't remember the name of the Sefer, but he went back for Pachim Ketanim. Right? It's plural. Pachim Ketanim. Right? So he says, the minimum number of Pachim, that's called Pachim, is two. Right? So he says, what's the gematria of Pach Katan plus Pach Katan? Right? Two Pachim Ketanim, at least. It's in Rab, in Pachim Ketanim. So Pach Katan plus Pach Katan. What's the gematria of Pach Katan plus Pach Katan? Two pachim katanim, pachim katanim. So pach katan is how much? How much is pach? Pechav is 100. How much is katan? Katan is 159. Okay, so 100 plus 159, pach katan, 259. Pach katan is 259. So what's 2 times 259? 518. What's 518? 518 is gematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. So you went back to pachim katanim. Pachatan plus Pachatan is 518 is Gnachal Hadlik Ner Chanukah. Yeah. That's what he was fighting for. Yaakov and Yosef were fighting for us. Okay. Fine. Okay. Let's look at the next little piece. I'll do it very quickly. I'll just show you two main paragraphs. It's a Hemshech. Maimer Kuf Lamed Daled. He starts off by saying that Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, gets stronger in every generation. And then he writes an amazing thing. He says that the Zohar doesn't even talk about Chanukah. Isn't that crazy? The Zohar mentions Chanukah one time. That even the Zohar, which is Pnimiyas HaTorah, didn't have so much to say about Chanukah. But Bezman Azeh, the Sfar Makadosh, with the times of Baal Shem Tov and onward, Chanukah is more and more and more and more. You know what the Bnei Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael writes a ton about Chanukah. His yontif was Chanukah. He was deeply connected to Chanukah. The Bnei Yisrael once told someone, he said, don't even ask me about Chanukah. He said, I can't even talk about Chanukah. I know too much. I can't even talk about it. He was so overwhelmed with Chanukah. He said, I can't even talk. Okay, he wrote, Baruch Hashem, he wrote down a lot of things in the Sefer. Gave us a lot to think about. Right? But he said, don't ask me about Chanukah. I know too much. Yeah? It's mamish, an unbelievable yontif that's just overflowing with Torah. And you look at the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, it's an unbelievable amount of Torah. So Chanukah is getting stronger every single year. That's why Chanukah is a chinuch, like we said, a training for the Gula Shlema, for the arrival of the Gula. Okay? But then he just tells one amazing story that I want you to see. Take a look, turn the page, turn to the page, Tav Pei Zayin. Yeah, turn to one more page. Go to Tav Pechas. And so it's a strange thing. On the one hand, Golus is getting longer. And on the other hand, Chanukah is getting brighter. So you're right, look at the third paragraph. Uke'eis shanu krovim kol kach lizman bias ha-mashiach. We have to believe, if there's one yontif that has to get better from year to year, it's Chanukah. The world gets darker, the menorah gets brighter. Has to be. So he says, as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, Roim ba'alil as a biror bein nishmas Yisrael lebein osam shenis arvu beinenu. He says we can see the difference between a Jew and the rest of the world. Yeah, v'chishem machshavas lebilti yidach yimenu nidach, to make sure that no Jew is left behind. Shakadosh Baruch Hu chasa kol nitzutz kadosh shehu mimenu, that Hashem will not abandon any Jewish spark. The pach katan, right? Yaakov goes back for the pach katan and. In the story of Chanukah, V'nidicha Yisrael Yichanis La'aviyam Al-Kedusha, and Hashem is working desperately to try to bring back good Jews. Me'idach HaResham Shinis Arvu Beinenu Niflotim L'machana Umas Olam. And yet he says at the same time, there are those who what? Those Resham of the world who just get worse and worse and worse. V'isa, and it says in the Zohar, Shehu Risha Yisrael Shehitztarfu Al-Chayelos Gog U'Magog. He says, unfortunately, there are some Jewish soldiers who are going to join the enemy forces at the end of days to fight against Mashiach. And they need a big tikkun. They need a very big tikkun. So he tells in Os Gimel, and we'll end with this. He tells the following story. And therefore Chanukah is the reminder that we have to believe in the Pach Shemin, the Machane and Nishar Lefleta. We have to believe in every single Jew. Even if he doesn't seem to walk in the path that brings honor to Hashem. Because we never know, right, when that Pach Shemin inside of a Jew will emerge. And a time will come where every Jew will find his way back. Okay, and he tells the following story. And this is a story you have to remember about how Mashiach is going to arrive. Okay, listen to this story. It's unbelievable. He says, one time I was by Shin Bez. Anyone know what Shin Bez stands for? He said, one time I was by Shin Bez. Shin Bez stands for She'er Bisari, my relative, my flesh and blood. Right? The Rebbe of Kalashitz, that's how. Re'isi Shekirev Ma'od Le'ish Gasu Magusha. And I saw that the Rebbe had an unbelievable chavivus for a Jew who is a very unrefined individual. Very gashmiastic person. V'sha'altiv Ma'ra Kocha. So I asked him, what's your inyan with this guy? Right? It's this schlepper Yankel, and you're so busy being giving him so much kavod. Right? How do you have such Avas Yisrael? Yeah? How do you have such unbelievable Avas Yisrael? So he said, V'sha'altim ma'ra'al kacha, how did you do this? Top of the left column. V'heshev li b'sipur harav ha'kadosh me'afta ba'aloi v'Yisrael. So he said, I'll tell you a story about one of the great Ove Yisrael. Right? The one who was known as the Ove Yisrael, the after Rav. Shaya makari v'machabiv ish kafri ma'od, echad magusha ma'od. That he honored, he used to give tremendous kavod to this schleppy Jew. This Jew would sometimes be rolling in the street like a drunkard, and the after Rav used to always give him kavod. And the after Rav said, you'll see that when Mashiach comes, we're going to need this drunken Jew. What's the pshat? Behizbir ba'amar, and he explained as follows. Dikishi yavo melech ha-mashiach v'yargiz mi-malchus v'yarok chayel goyim rabim. When Mashiach comes, when Melech Mashiach comes, and a tremendous warfare in the world, Yishmo Amim v'yirgazun v'yochzam chil v'rad, right? The nations of the world are going to be trembling. V'yisasru letechas etzus. And the nations of the world are going to get together. They're going to call a meeting to try to come up with a plan. Eich la'alosu luchum negdo. What are we going to do to fight against Mashiach? At yaskimu kulam be'itza achas, she'ein lahem akoch v'yicholaz luchum negdo. Till they realize that what? We can't beat Mashiach. At some point, Mashiach's dominance is going to be recognized by the Umas Olam, where it's underlined. V'yachlitu lishloach elav michtav k'niyah she'mekavim layem ol malchusom. And the nations of the world are going to surrender. They're going to write a letter of what? Of surrender. Right? Of achna, k'niya. K'niya means submission. They're going to submit themselves before Mashiach. Surrendering to Malchus Shemayim. Aval heim yifchadu lalos ulavo al makom Moshe be'eretz HaKodesh. But they're too nervous to even come to confront Mashiach to hand in their resignation, to submit. V'keivan shekol nachri sheyizkarev l'sham yahargu asam. The worry that any Gentile who draws close is going to be murdered. He's going to be killed by Mashiach and his army. V'yevakshu l'shalavach es ha-michtav v'mecher mi-Yisrael. So they needed to find a Jew to send the letter, right? To send the declaration that we surrender. Aval ein benimtza adam mi-Yisrael me'achar shekulam kvar afu la'aretz ha-kadosha al anani ha-kavur. Right? The problem is they're not going to be able to find a Jew because all the Jews are gathered around Mashiach already. V'yevakshu b'chipus achir chipus ad sheyimsu shikur zeh shalo bikesh lalos. And they looked, they couldn't find any Jew except for this drunken Jew. When everyone else had already gone to greet Mashiach, there's this one drunken Jew still lying in the street. So they turn to this drunken Jew and they say, "Listen, buddy, we need a favor from you." V'yivduku achra v'yimtso shematzu mizari. So they find this guy and they say, "Oh, turns out this guy is actually Jewish. Really, that drunken bum's a Jew? Yeah, he's a Jew. Why isn't he there? Because he's too drunk to even go to Mashiach. Great. So he'll deliver the letter." V'yimtsu es hamichta biyado v'yachricho aso lios shlichem el melech ha-mashiach. And they took Drunken Yankel and they said, "Drunken Yankel, you're going to be the one to deliver the letter to Mashiach." So says the After Rav, the Siyam Harav HaKadosh, V'amar achshav atem kvar mevinim kam yachashav Yehudi kazeh lasi lavo. So After Rav says, "You think, you wonder why I'm interested in this guy? You don't have any idea how chashav this guy is going to be lasi lavo. This guy is the one who's going to bring the letter that the world surrenders to Mashiach." So says the Klausenberger Rebbe, "Val zeh nemar, v'aviyu as kol acheichem mikol agoyim mincha la'ashem." Uviyalkut, the Medrash explains, Shemelech Mashiach Omer Lahem, Yesh Beinechem Yisrael, Hevi'u Osam Li. The Medrash says, the Mashiach is going to say to the nations, "You've got one of ours. Send him to me." Shem Hevi'im Oso Jaronos Lamelech HaMashiach. Shemar Ve'hevi'u As Kol Acheichem Mikol Agoyim Mincha La'ashem. Says the Kozberg, what does this mean? The Hainu. Shiuki Ilu Shelo Yirtu Lalos Lahara Kodesh Rebnei Shehayu Savurim She'enem Yizera Yehudim. There's some Jews that aren't going to come together around Mashiach, because they're not going to be convinced that they're worthy of gathering to Mashiach. So they're living amongst the Goyim, and they're convinced that they are Goyim. Ulam ha-Goyim yachatatu v'yigalu es-shorash mekor mechtzavasam. But the Goyim themselves are going to realize, they're going to recognize the yichus of this Jew, and they're going to send these Jews back to Mashiach. Turn to the last page. Al-Kain yirmoz ba'amru chazal. And this, of course, explains a very famous teaching from the Morei Na'im and the Chiddush Yerim and many other tzaddikim, that when the Gemara says, psilos ushmanim, those wicks and oils that are not fit to be used on Shabbos can be used on Chanukah. What does it mean, the wicks and the oils? It means those Jews who are far away. Those Jews who don't burn bright for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Nefesh, the nefesh of a Jew. We said nefesh is Rashi Tevos, ner psila shemen. So those wicks and oils that can't connect to Shabbos, they're not Shabbistic. Shabbos is a very lofty madrega. But on Chanukah, even those Jews can light up the world. He says in the next paragraph, L'chein mitzvos ner Chanukah al Pesach beiso mibachutz, that yes, even those Jews who are on the outside, and you place the menorah below 10 tefachim, the place that the Shechina doesn't usually come, to remind ourselves that yes, that even that Yankala, that drunken Jew, he's going to deliver the letter to Mashiach. And therefore we can't be mezalzel in any Jew. And that's why Chanukah, every year Chanukah has to get stronger by us. We say Chanukah, what do we know about the Or HaGanuz? What do we know about the light of creation? Who are we to say Torah is about Chanukah? The Zohar didn't even know how to talk about Chanukah. Right? But in some v'nahafel kind of crazy way, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the generation of the spinning drunken dreidels, yeah, the ish toa baderech, where we have no seichel yasher and we can't concentrate, but the machina and nishra l'fleita, like we learned at the beginning of this morning, to has to be a part that remains, that escapes. And Mashiach is going to turn to the nations and says, give me back that which is mine. Give me back those drunken Jews who don't even know that they're Jewish. Those are the Jews that are going to deliver the letter to Mashiach. So halavai, we should be zochet to be those Jews in the ikhus of the Mashiach. We have this chus to deliver the letter to Mashiach. Zochet to see it from here. Amen. Okay, shvach. I want you to have a great day. Shvuah tov, a good vach. Look forward to learning tomorrow.